Okay, hi everybody, how are you? And welcome to the show. I'm so glad it's Wednesday, and what's a great message for you, right? And how's Wednesday going so far? Anyway, I meant to get this done a little bit earlier, but I didn't, so I apologize about that. So anyway, a great, a great affirmation for today is live on purpose, right? It's halfway through the week, it's halfway through the year, and living on purpose. And what does that really mean? Because that's what the angels asked me to share with you guys today, living on purpose, living in purpose. And once again, what does that mean to you, right? And, living on purpose means not that you're living, because you're always living, but finding a purpose, having a purpose-driven life, which means finding something that you love to do and doing what you love and just getting that started. Are taking it to a whole new level, right? And I know that, you know, my purpose here is to help other people find theirs, and that's what I'm here to do. And what's your purpose, right? Living on purpose, right? Isn't that good? So rather than waiting for the weekend or living for the weekend, which is okay, but also living on purpose and figuring out what your purpose is. And so, like I said, that's mine. And how do you figure out what your purpose is, right? I mean, that's what I would, that's what we do here at Angel Coaches. And, well, one thing that you do is, think about what you like to do when you were, when you were a kid, right? What did you get a joy out of doing? And what gave you juice? Was it drawing? Was it sports? What was it? And, you can still do that now. I have a friend of mine. His daughter was a friend of mine, but she passed away a few years ago, and he always wanted to coach, and he retired, and he's 81, and he is still coaching, okay? So that's his purpose. And what's yours? It doesn't mean you have to do it for a living, but if you could, wouldn't that be great? So that's something there. So, living on purpose. So one of the things that you can do, all right, is that you can think about what gave you juice when you were a kid, right? And once you figure that, what that could be or what that is, maybe it was something with art, maybe it was something with music, maybe it was writing, maybe it was sports, as I just said, maybe it was IT, technology. And if that's what gave you juice, there is a lot of things out there that you can do. And play with. You want to design a website, you want to be an online artist, you can do all those things. But one of the things I'm start first is to do a meditation, okay? And I have a meditation, it's only 99 cents, and I'm actually going to put it online or at the App Store, that finding your purpose, living a purpose-driven life. So there's nothing like that. And who is an angel that helps you live a purpose-driven life? That would be Michael. Finding your life purpose. Archangel Michael will help you do that, right? Saint Germain, who's an angel and ascended master, will help you do that. God, of course, God is there. He, when you pray, I think God, you're asking, and when you're listening or meditating, you're getting your answer and are opening the door to receive your answer. So Archangel Michael, Saint Germain is amazing for that. I'm giving you two, and of course Jesus, Jeshua, Buddha, whoever you want to talk to will help you with that. But when you live a purpose-driven life, okay, or when you live on purpose and you're doing what you love and loving what you do, whether you're doing it as a job, as a hobby, or something, that is amazing, okay? So it's super important that you remember how, that you ask. And you open up your heart, your mind, you say, and you just say out loud, I am creating a purpose-driven life. And I am asking you, God, angels, whoever you prefer to pray to, it doesn't matter, the great I am, Jesus, Jeshua, Buddha, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, or one of your other angels, whoever you know, I am asking you to help me find my purpose, or to develop my purpose, to create my purpose, and why am I here? And that's another question you can ask too. So let me recap that, because I don't want to keep you long. It's getting toward the afternoon. I know some of you guys are getting off work and going to work out, which is important, because when you have your physical, your spiritual, and your emotional, and your mental body in check, then you get things a lot quicker. So ask Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Jeshua, God, all the angels that you work with, and ask them, what is my purpose here? How do I live a purpose-driven life? Think back to when you were a kid, what gave you a lot of joy, you know, or a teenager, and that may be part of it right there. And then go look on the app store, because you can always find an app how to do something. And start praying. Say, you know, you don't have to bow your head and pray. You can just say, hey, I am wanting to live a purpose-driven life, and how do I do that? And what do I do? And then as you're saying that, live that, right? Be that in your heart. And then you know, what you do is you do a meditation. As I just said, the second time I said this, I have a meditation that will show you how to live a purpose-driven life, okay, and how you can connect with your purpose, your soul purpose, and your life purpose. You know, I think that's key right there. So on that note, I think I've said enough, and if you want to have any information about what I do and how we can get you a meditation, then hit me up on Angel Coaches on my Instagram page. Also, you can also hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401, 954-636-9401, and I will help you there. And then the other thing that you can do, once again, is Angel Coaches is my Instagram page, or one of my Instagram pages. So please let me know, and I'm going to do a show tomorrow on Living a Legacy. I'll co-host that with Amy, and then I'm also going to do a show on being a spiritual, not a spiritual entrepreneur, but being an abundant entrepreneur. And guys, I'm going to say this because I really feel led to do that. Actually, Stephen and I did a show last night on being a spiritual entrepreneur. And it's a mind-body-spirit connection. So make sure that you're getting your spiritual nutrition, meditation and prayer, reading, personal development, which is personal development, mental stimulation. And I'm reading a book right now, If the Buddha Mary, because I was actually had a dream about it. I had the book all this time, didn't know it. And I'm also listening to a couple audio books, and you can do the same. And then I'm also all about the physical body, and you need to work out your body. You really do. You need to physically work it out. Swimming, running. We have a show, Go Run for Fun Fitness. And because when you take care of that physical body and you're exercising it, it teaches that body to work at its best, highest, and best level for you. And when you're putting good things in your physical body, like I'm a herbal life distributor, I've lost some weight with it. I have a client of mine that just lost 8 pounds, and she goes, I want to lose more. I go, well, instead of making Herbalife it's Herbalife Nutrition, instead of making a diet, make it a lifestyle, not a diet, but a lifestyle. I love Herbalife Nutrition because a lot of athletes use it in the Olympics and soccer. I think I can't remember the head soccer team, but he's one of them. And a lot of normal people that have an everyday normal life just to get great nutrition. It's Herbalife Nutrition, right? And that's cool. That's my passion, right? Taking care of my physical body, herbal life, and working out and exercising. Taking care of my spiritual body, praying and meditating. And taking care of my mental and emotional body by all of those will help you do that. But also by listening to great personal development like Grant Cardone, The Power of Now. That's a great one. But Grant Cardone, The 10X Rule. Guys, I love that one. And also, there's so many books on there too as well. So I got a membership at Audible and audio, and there's always a book I'm trying or reading and all that. So, and I made a permanent promise and discipline with myself because I love what I do and do what I love. And I want to show you guys how to do the same. Is I made a personal permanent promise to read one book, actually read a book a month, listen to them all the time in my car and when I'm running and, you know, and I'm sure you guys do the same thing. So I hope that helps you. Once again, 954-636-9401. If you want to hit me up with a text saying, hey, I want that meditation to help me find my life purpose, okay, and develop it. And 99 cents, that's cheaper than a pack of gum. So let me know. And then also, if you want to want more information, about coaching or being a coach, I have a coaching program how to be a coach and, you know, make money with that, and a life and spiritual and intuitive coach. I also have a program that will help you with what, you know, finding your life purpose, developing it more. Okay? So everybody needs a coach. I've used coaches in my lifetime, my whole lifetime, right? And they help you take yourself to a whole new level, right? And our bottom line, we all want to be the best version we can, don't we? So you have Michael and Saint Germain out there working with you, and of course God, Yeshua, Buddha.